God bless everybody. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, very good.
Okay, well, that's the topic I'm going to be talking about tonight, and I've entitled it, Where is Your Treasure? And we're going to begin in Matthew 6, verse 19, if you want to go there and get ready to read a couple verses there. But I want to take a look at, first of all, what is a treasure? And actually, a treasure has two different aspects. It could be the place in which good and precious things are collected and laid up. So in other words, a storehouse. Or it can also be the things that are laid in the treasury. So what is stored? So when you're reading verses about treasure, you have to look at, is it talking about the storehouse? Or is it talking about what is stored in the storehouse? So those are the two aspects we're going to see tonight in some of these verses. So Matthew 6, and starting in verse 19, I'm going to read the King James because it's very clear. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So there's lots of things that we in our culture consider to be important, like a new car, a new house, things that Bob was talking about just now. But in the East, the things that it's talking about here, they valued clothing and jewelry, and that's where the moths come in, because the clothing was made out of either linen or wool, and it was very easily eaten up by moths. And then the part about rust doth corrupt or consume, even jewelry that's made out of copper or brass, or even silver and gold eventually will corrupt or get rust on it or be consumed somehow. And then the part about where thieves break through and steal, and we have to understand that that was an Eastern house. It was talking about where the walls were made of clay, maybe clay combined with some hay or stubble to make it strong. But it was fairly easy to break through. And where people kept things in their storehouse was in the back of the house in a kind of a small room. So it could be very easy when everyone was out in the courtyard and hanging out for a thief to go around the back of the house and just make a small hole in the wall and steal whatever you had in your storehouse. So now it says in verse 20, though, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So it's talking about what is stored in heaven. Now, you know, you have to think about that. Is there some great treasure storehouse in the sky? I don't think that's what it's talking about. It's talking about what you treasure, because verse 21 goes on and explains exactly what it means. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So it's talking about what a person treasures. And it's also very interesting that Jesus was talking about, in the Sermon on the Mount, and he was saying to the people in general, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. But when he says, for where your treasure is, it's singular. So it becomes very much a matter of a personal responsibility for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, a treasure, or what you have stored up, it symbolizes what people consider to be really valuable and worth possessing and pursuing. I read a quote from a Bible dictionary that I think was really a good summary. Like, what a person treasures and values determines one's loyalties and priorities. So if a person is treasuring things on the earth, then that's what they spend time on. That's what they pursue. That's what they think is important. There's a really funny verse in Proverbs 23. You don't have to go there, but it's verse 5. It's talking about riches, and it says, for riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. I think that's really funny because the treasures on earth, and most of the time the things that people think are really important, like a new car or a new house or whatever, possessions, as soon as they get something that's new like that, it immediately starts to corrupt. So I think this brings up something that I know I'm preaching to the choir here, because all of you really care about spiritual things, and that's why you've been going to these conference call fellowships and really endeavoring to see what God's Word says. You treasure God's Word. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on here. But I do think that it's important to take a checkup from the neck up and just say and ask ourselves questions like, what do you spend time on? And what do you really value? Because I want to read a verse in Luke. It's Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. Because remember I said that the treasure can either be what is stored or the storehouse. So in Luke 6 and verse 45 it says, and I'm going to read the Aramaic translation. It says, a good man out of the good treasures that are in his heart produces good things. And an evil man from the evil treasures that are in his heart produces evil things. For from the abundant things of the heart, the lips speak. That's why I was asking those questions. Because in this verse, it's calling your heart the storehouse. And when you put good things, good treasures into your heart, then from the abundance of those things, your mouth will speak. So that's another question to ask ourselves. You know, are we talking about all the negative things that are going on? If so, then that's what we're putting into our heart. Instead of, if we're talking about the Word and the promises of the Word and the things that God has given to us, then that's what we have in our storehouse of our heart. And it will come out because what's in your heart is what you value. Isn't that wonderful? Mm. Now there are two verses in the epistles which also talk about treasure, and I wanted to just take a brief look at those. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. This is probably a familiar verse to a lot of you, but it says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And the treasure here is talking about how we have Christ and the power of the Spirit. The whole context is about how we have Christ in us and all that that represents. That treasure is in an earthen vessel, or some translations say jars of clay, or a utensil of earth. An earthen vessel is nothing to look at on the outside, but the treasure is on the inside, so that the power may be of God and not of us. So when people look at us, they don't see the outward person because it's just a vessel. But what they can see is the treasure that's inside, which is Christ. The other verse is in Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 3. And in Colossians, it's talking about the mystery and the gospel of the mystery, how we can have full assurance of that. And it's also talking about in Christ, what we have in Christ. But verse 3 says, in whom, or in Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The word hid there can mean, you could say, deposited. In Christ, God deposited all the treasures, a treasure of something we could value, pursue, spend time on, seek, and really value. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ. The treasure is in the storehouse. The treasures are the wisdom and knowledge, and the storehouse is in Christ. So we ask ourselves, see, where is your treasure? Is it in spiritual or heavenly things, or is it in earthly things? Are we looking at the news and the things that are going on and spending more time on that, or are we treasuring spiritual things? So what are the things that we have to treasure? We've already mentioned some of them, but Christ is the main one. The power of the Spirit. I know you can think of a lot of other ones here. But the Word, spiritual things. How about fellowship with the believers, which is what we're fighting for here, is to have time to share, have time to share our hearts together, to share what is important to us. And that bond that we have, it's the whole gospel of the mystery. How every single person has a special place in the body of Christ, and no one is more important than any other. We are treasures to each other as well. Another treasure I think about is how the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So that when we speak, the out of your heart, the lips will speak. So out of the storehouse of our heart, we will speak the things that are important to us. So what do you treasure? Where is your treasure? Is it in heavenly things? I assume it is. But let's be conscious today and then in the days to come more and more about what it is that we really do value, and to speak those things out of the abundance of our hearts. So God bless you. Thanks for letting me share, Bob.